mean the most to us. We're Centennial Bank, Arkansas's community bank. Member FDIC.
Since 1965, Harold Tucker Auto Parts has been serving the Twin Lakes area. Thank you, Twin Lakes area. See Harold Tucker Auto Parts for parts both foreign and domestic. From parts for automobiles to parts for mowers, they have custom-built hydraulic hoses and welding supplies, too. Open Monday through Friday, 7:30 to 5:30. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, your bumper-to-bumper auto specialist. Family-owned and three generations strong. Harold Tucker Auto Parts, proud to sponsor the Mountain Home Bombers. 810 South Street, Mountain Home, 425-5040.
The NFL and its players and teams are committed to advancing social justice through work that reduces barriers to opportunity and creates progress in police community relations, criminal justice reform, education, and economic advancement. Throughout the season, the NFL family has been working to highlight efforts across the league to inspire change in our communities and advance these issues. To learn more, visit nfl.com/inspirechange.
So I switched to Boost Mobile and got this free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone.
Why do you think they call it the Galaxy?
Maybe because the Samsung Galaxy A23 has a huge screen, and galaxies are huge gravitationally bound systems of stars rotating around a supermassive black hole.
And the phone is free?
When you switch to Boost Mobile.
Cool. You lost me at gravitationally bound.
Switch to Boost and get a free Samsung Galaxy A23 5G phone. Boost Mobile. Unleash your power.
Will be Mount Holmes ball to start this second half as right now they trail Paragould 36-28. Mount Holmes out on the floor. Now they're joined by the Rams as the two teams switch sides. Bombers will be moving left to right in this second half. Bickford into the front court for Mount Holmes. Paragould in a man-to-man.
You know, Paragould will be shooting into our student section this half here. Matt, I think it's going to play a big effect. I don't think they're going to shoot as good.
Here is Inskeep with it. He dribbles to the right wing. Throws it up top to Dewey. Over to Tate on the left side. Blaine Tate's going to split the double team. Now kick it out to Inskeep. Over to Bickford in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. And the rebound is knocked around, controlled by Hall.
You know that shot didn't go down. It was a great one more pass there by Coben. Coben had a good shot. One more pass over to Kai. And Kai was able to step into a three even though he didn't make it.
Hall tries a jumper in the right corner. No good. The rebound controlled by Dewey. Back comes Mountain Home. Here is McClain losing the handle of the ball. And is it going to be a jump ball? Yes, it is. And it's going to be Paragould's ball. And that will be Mountain Home's sixth turnover of the night. Hard to believe Paragould just has one turnover in this game.
Yeah, but, you know, Mountain Home's not putting a lot of pressure right now to force some turnovers. And we're kind of staying off of them a little bit. But when you're shooting that good, too.
Yeah.
You
know. Here's Brittingham with it. Gives it to McHaney on the right side. Back up top now to Brittingham. He finds Hall cutting into a lane. And he's going to put up the fadeaway. No good. And the rebound controlled by McClain.
As fast as Hall started, he's missed what, last five or six shots, I think, that we've seen. And that one wasn't even close.
McClain's going to pull up for the jumper on the right side. No good. And McHaney gets the rebound for Paragould.
Matt Holmes had some pretty good looks this quarter so far.
Ballou did not. That was not a good look at all. He put up just a wild looking shot, and Mount Holmes gets a rebound. Here is Henske back the other way, throws it up top to McClain, over to Tate near the left corner, out to Bickford on the wing. Bickford dribbles up to the top, over to Tate on the left side. Excuse me. Down a low block to Dewey. He puts up the turnaround jumper, no good, and the rebound's controlled by Brittingham.
You know, right now we're winning. We're winning the battle of good looks. Both teams are cold, haven't been able to make a shot this half, I don't think.
Nope. 36-28, still the score with about 6 minutes left in the third quarter. Here's Hall with it. And he's going to dribble to the elbow. Loose the handle of the ball, gets it back. Now throws it to Brittingham, over to McHaney on the right side. And he's going to be fouled before the shot attempt, I think. No, they're going to call the shot. Wow. They're going to give Blaine Tate his first personal foul. First team foul against Mountain Home here in the second half. So we'll be Nelson McHaney at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has six so far this evening. 5:52, let's play in the third. McHaney's first free throw, no good. Nick Lambert coming back in for Paragould as it will be Jesse Ballou taking a seat. One more free throw for McHaney. Second shot is up. He gets the second one. He now has seven. 37-28, Paragould up. Here's Inskeep quickly back the other way. He has on the left side. Tries to throw it to Dewey. He does get to Dewey, who tries to get it back to Inskeep. Ball knocked away and stolen by Brittingham. Now he loses the handle of the ball as he falls to the floor, and Mount Tom comes up with a steal their own. Ball's to Tate in the right corner. His three-pointer, no good. And Giles gets the rebound. He throws it to Brittingham, who goes in for the easy layup. Good. And Mount Tom quickly calls timeout. So we'll break with 5:26 left to play in the third quarter. It is Paragould leading Mount Tom 39-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kits 101.7.
There is no one that knows the Twin Lakes area better than a local realtor. Local realtors know all the best neighborhoods. A local realtor can find the best properties that fit into your local search criteria and when it comes to real estate. Baxter Real Estate Company is the name all locals know. As part of the Twin Lakes community, Baxter Real Estate Company has local realtors who not only love this area, but truly know it too. When you need a real estate company, you need Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors.
Well, not the start you want if you're Mountain Home right now in the second half.
No, we kind of went ice cold there starting to have. Had good looks, just hadn't got them to fall. And, you know, Paragould's been the ones to pick up some easy ones. We talked about getting some turnovers and get some easy shots. It's actually been Paragould that's been able to do that.
39-28, Paragould up. Here's Bickford with it up top. 5:15 left to play in the third. Ball goes to Inskeep in the left corner. Back out to Bickford on the wing. Bickford will throw it back to Inskeep in the corner. Cross court to McLean on the right side. He's going to dribble to the corner, and it'll be fouled. Much to the dismay of Brittingham, he didn't like that call, but that's his third personal foul. Team foul number one against the Rams here in the second half.
Yeah, he's been kind of chirping at the officials a little bit.
So is Hall, really.
That's never a way to gain yourself those 50-50 calls if you're a player. And
yeah.
I think he's starting to feel that right now. And officials, he pulled him over and talking to him about it right now. I said, that's enough. We're going to knock it off.
Yep. 5:01 left to play in the third quarter. McLean will inbound the ball on the baseline.
Which, if I remember right, this was official that teed up a couple people, wasn't it? When we were here, I don't remember what game it was, but he has a quick trigger.
Oh, yeah. Here it is Bickford with on the right side. He's going to dribble up to the top. Goes to the elbow. Back up to the top. Throws over to Inskeep on the left. Inskeep takes the screen from Dewey. Goes dribbles up to the top. 14 seconds left on the shot clock. Ball goes over on the left side to Bickford. Bickford will take the screen, dribble up to the top, pull up for the three-pointer. Good!
And that's what we got to do right there on that pick and roll. Paragould sinking in right now on Dewey because he's kind of been the one that's kind of giving them some problems. We're going to have to step out and hit that three. Once we do, it's going to put them in a bind and figure out who they're going to guard off that pick and roll.
Nine on the night for Kai Bickford, 39-31. Paragould up. Here's Hall back the other way. He's dribbling into the lane. Now kicks out to Brittingham. Now up top to Giles. He's going to pull up for the three-pointer. Good. Caleb Giles with 5 points on the night. 42-31, the Paragould up, 4:05 left to play in the third. Bickford with on the right side. He'll dribble up to the top. Now it gets to Inskeep in the right corner. Back out to Bickford on the wing. He'll take the screen from Dover, throws over to McLean on the left side. McLean dribbles to the elbow, throws it to Dewey on the low block for the layup. Good.
Yeah, see right there, just from us hitting that three, they've kind of hedged out on that screen, leaving Dewey wide open. Here they are back on the other side.
Brittingham going in for the reverse layup. No good. Rebound controlled by Mountain Home. Here is Inskeep within the right corner. Out to Bickford. He's going to drill to the elbow. Tries to throw it to Dewey. Dover gets it. He throws it to Inskeep. He tries for the three in the right corner. Good.
Nice inside-outside game right there.
And now, they're going to call a delay of game on Mountain Home. First one's a warning. If they get another one, it'll be a technical foul.
I think we got it out of the rim there. And threw the ball off to the side. You know, good piece of officiating. It's a correct call right there.
Well, it's down to a two-possession game, though. 42-36. Paragould up with 3:22 left to play in the third.
Let's get a stop right here on this defensive end here for the Bombers.
By the way, Inskeep now has 6 points. Hall is going to put up the three on the right side, and he gets another one.
Shooter's got to shoot, I guess. He's missed his last five, and then all of a sudden steps back from 10 feet behind the line and drains it.
19 on the night for Gavin Hall. It's 45-36. Now make it 45-38 as Kai Bickford pulls up for a jumper on the near the right elbow. He's now double figures with 11. Here's Hall with it. He's going to try for another three. And good.
I don't know what you do anymore defensively right there.
And now, well, Mount Tom's going to talk about it. They're going to take the timeout. We'll break with 2:49 left to play in the third quarter. It is Paragould leading Mountain Home 48-38. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
United Country Real Estate of Mountain Home is the largest seller of rural real estate in the United States. With United Country, you'll find trust and integrity, integral parts of their high standards. As a seller, you'll benefit from United Country's unique and proven marketing system. You owe it to yourself to call the number one team in the nation today at 425-3820. United Country Real Estate, proud supporters of our Mountain Home Bombers.
I was just counting it during the timeout, Brad. Paragould's hit 11 threes in this game.
Yeah, and I mean, how many of them are contested just like those last two by Hall? I mean, he's a good 6-7 feet behind the three-point line and jab steps and step back and shoots it and just buries both of them.
He has 22 after that last one. It's now 48-38, Paragould up.
Just when Mountain Home got it down to six, that's what Paragould's done tonight. They've come back and hit some pretty big shots every time.
Braxton Carson gives it to Dewey on the left side. Dewey's going to dribble into the paint. Puts up the turnaround jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Hall. He's quickly back the other way. Going to find Lambert. Trying to go in for the layup. Pot may have been knocked away. And Mount Home comes up with the ball.
Well, they almost could have called a walk there. I don't know if we got a hand on the ball as he went up with it, but he caught it again before it hit the backboard.
2:15 left to play in the third. Bickford with it up top. He's going to dribble to the right side. Has the ball knocked away by Brittingham. It goes out of bounds on the near sideline. Mount Home will inbound it with 2:09 left to play in the third. Nick Lambert's going to check out of the game as Jesse Ballou comes back in. 20 left on the shot clock. It is a 10-point Paragould advantage.
Did you see those hands there by me, Matt? That ball came right to me.
Yes, I did.
I was going to shoot it. I really was. I probably could have made it. but I don't think that would have been advisable by the officials.
Bickford dribbles up to the top. Throws over to Inskeep. To Carson in the right corner. Tries to throw it to Rob. Ball is knocked away. And unfortunately for Ballou, he ran out of real estate and stepped on the baseline.
Good hustle there by Ballou. Just ran out of real estate, like you said. Kind of came on the backside there and got the ball knocked away. Just couldn't get it saved in time.
They reset the shot clock. I didn't know if they count that as a possession, but I guess they did. So Inskeep with it in the right corner. Tries to throw it. Throws it out to Dewey. He actually had to chase it down to get it. Ball goes over to Bickford on the left side. Bickford's going to dribble, pull up for the jumper, no good. And the rebound's controlled by Carson for Mountain Home. He throws it off the leg of Gavin Hall. It goes out of bounds, and Mountain Home will inbound it with 1:35 left to play in the third quarter. It's still a 10-point lead for Paragould. 48-38 is our score. Carson will trigger the inbound pass on the baseline. Gets into Dewey right underneath the basket for the easy layup.
Yeah, nice little inbounds play there for the Bombers, getting Dewey a wide open shot.
Back the other way, Ballou's going to go up for the shot. I think he was trying to draw contact on that, but no call. And the rebound's controlled by Paragould, by Mount Holmes.
Paragould coach not real happy with that shot selection there by Ballou.
Here is Bickford with it. Throws it to Carson. 48-40, Paragould up. 1:12 left to play in the third. Bickford is going to be fouled.
That's going to be four on him.
Yep, Nate Brittingham's fourth personal foul. Second team foul against the Rams here in the second half. And he'll come out of the game as Gage Kinder replaces him. 1:08 let's play in the third quarter. Mountain Home with a chance to make it a two-possession game once again.
Should be our goal, is getting into this fourth quarter, keeping it a two-possession game.
Inske puts up the three after taking the inbound pass. No good. Rob gets offensive rebound. Can't get the fall to go. The Dewey tries to get the fall. He can't get that to go. It's going to be a jump ball on the rebound attempt, and it will be Mountain Home's ball in the possession arrow.
Two little point-blank chip shots there missed by the Bombers.
Yep. Well, at least they keep possession of
it. That's right, yep.
1 minute left in this quarter. Inbound pass goes to Bickford. He's going to pull up the three for the three on the left side. Good!
Yeah, we'll take that instead of those little chippies anyways, won't we?
14 on the night for Kai Bickford. 48-43. Paragould up. 50 seconds left in the third.
Got a chance to get a shot. Stop and get the ball back and get one more shot here with the shot clock.
Giles with it on the right side. Gives it to Hall. He's going to throw it to cross court to McHaney. To Ballou in the left corner. His three-pointer. Good. Man, that's 12 threes for them tonight.
Yeah, Mountain Home kind of double-teamed on Hall right there, and Paragould did a good job passing out of it, hitting the open man for the three.
Ball goes to Inskeep in the near the left corner, out to Bickford, to Dewey. He's going to put up the turnaround jumper in the lane, no good, and the rebound is controlled by McHaney for Paragould. And now a steal for it by Bickford. 13 seconds left to play in the third. Down eight. Try to make it a two-possession game once again. Bickford will give it to Rob. Over to Braxton Carson. His three-pointer, no good. And we've reached the end of the third quarter. Had the look, yep. So with 8 minutes left to play in this one, we'll break. After three, it is Perigo leading Mounts Home 51-43. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7.
ASC Warranty is proud to support the Mountain Home Bombers. ASC Warranty provides dealers with vehicle protection plans for any vehicle in their inventory. ASC Warranty's greatest assets are the people that make up the ASC team. The work ethic and dedication.